Welcome back to the Printulu podcast. Printulu is passionate about helping small businesses grow their business in an omni-channel world. That is why we have started this podcast to help businesses navigate this difficult time. Today, I am joined by Fifi Peters. She is a presenter and producer at CNBC Africa. And Fifi, you've been in the industry since 2012, am I correct?
I think a little longer than that, since 2010. In fact, I'm cementing a decade as a journalist this year, so it has been quite a long time.
A decade, that is crazy. So you must have spoken to so many businesses, entrepreneurs, CEOs. I know you've interviewed our own CEO, Alex, as well.
Yeah, of course. I've spoken to a whole lot of business people. Ultimately, as a financial journalist, they are my newsmakers. So interesting conversations over the past 10 years. And the conversations haven't been about, you know, as much difficulty as we're facing right now because of COVID. But I imagine that we'll get into that a little bit later. But it's been a great journey for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm happy to hear that you're still enjoying it. Have you spoken to any businesses currently about what's going on? Have you had any kind of input in that regard?
Yes. We speak to businesses all the time, every day, in fact. So we broadcast from Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. and it's in line with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is open. And you would know that companies that are listed on the JSC will use the JSC's new service called Sends to communicate any messages about their companies right now. And we have daily updates coming in as a result of, I mean, COVID has hit everyone by surprise. So there's been a lot of change in thinking and strategy and plans going forward. And therefore, companies, as part of listing requirements, would have to communicate any material changes that they were or that they are thinking of implementing to their shareholders, mm-hmm. and that is happening on a daily basis right now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is such an unprecedented situation. I actually want to unpack what you just mentioned. What do you think are the major social changes that you're witnessing? Have you noticed any changes in the marketing behavior specifically from companies?
Okay, so social changes, if I start with that, mm-hmm. first, wow, I mean, who has a social life right now? and I think that the social changes as a result of the lockdown, mm-hmm. and the social distancing issues have changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, right now, people are focused on the necessities, right? Because mm-hmm. all the nice to have used to enjoy and before the COVID-19 hit the continent and hit the world, yeah. have been taken away as a result of them being deemed non-essential services. Absolutely. So in terms of the social changes, I have seen that myself included, we're all focused on what matters, what is important right now.
Yes.
I think most consumer spend is focused on that, being able to pay a mortgage, being able to pay any form of other installment that you might have on credit, being able to eat, so buy food, just being able to live, you know, all the nice to have socially. People, I think, have put that, most people have put that at the back for now. Marketing, it depends. What I have seen from the companies that have marketing companies or PR companies waiting on their behalf to communicate what is going forward, a lot of companies have been focusing their marketing on how they are trying to help the situation.
Yes.
By way of donations from management, taking salary cuts and contributing to the National Solidarity Fund that was set up by President Ramaphosa to unite the country in strengthening its fight against COVID-19, to companies, particularly in the retail space, giving back by way of food, because food security is a big issue right now. A lot of people actually can't afford a meal a day, and we have seen a lot of marketing focus on companies who are giving back by yes. way of helping people eat. So a lot of marketing activity on that front. And also from companies that provide financial services. Ultimately, many people have had to take pay cuts, or they've lost their jobs. So money is tight right now. And we have seen a lot of companies in the financial services space marketing the payment holidays that they're giving to consumers as a result to give back and to help in these trying times, or deferrals on interest, so some form of comfort in terms of servicing their loan in these trying times. So that's a lot of the marketing that I have witnessed so far.
Thank you for that very in-depth answer. I completely agree with you. I think everyone is really just reassessing what their actual needs are and just really zoning in on that. As such, though, we've also seen, you've mentioned that a lot of companies are obviously very focused on what's happening now, which I think is probably a good thing instead of appearing tone deaf with your marketing. However, we've also seen a lot of companies completely pull back any marketing that they're doing. How do you think, from your personal experience at CNBC and from everyone that you've spoken to, how do you think that companies should be approaching their marketing? I mean, what would work on you as a consumer personally? What do you think is the type of message that companies should be sending?
Sure, I'm no marketing guru. I'm a journalist, so I'm not too sure that I'd be able to, answer that question fully. But from my perspective, mm-hmm. as a consumer, I think marketing strategies really should be focused on what is important right now, and what's important is getting out of this crisis. So what's important is surviving it, and then we'll talk about recovery plan for companies that have survived. So I think that marketing strategies need to as you said, they shouldn't be tone deaf to the fact that this is a difficult time right now, and there needs to be activities in communicating your message. Whatever product that you are trying to pitch to the market, it needs to be sensitive to the fact that it is difficult, and therefore perhaps a favorable pricing would be great. And it also needs to be sensitive to the fact that it's not a time for nice to have. I'll give an example of a particular ad that is currently playing on CNBC Africa. And for me, I find it quite relevant and touching. It's marketing Rwanda as a place to visit, as a holiday destination, and talking about the beauties of Rwanda and the fulfilling experience that it used to give those who visited the country. What is great is that obviously it shows Rwanda right now under current lockdown conditions, so there's absolutely no activity happening at the places whereby it is showcasing Rwanda. But the end message of that particular ad is that, all of these things are not going anywhere. They will still be there for you to enjoy. But for now, we do advise that, you practice social distancing and you obey lockdown rules so that we can enjoy these things. So I think that, marketing strategies that are sensitive to the times and also are able to communicate responsibly the message around handling COVID very safely and responsibly, either if it's washing of your hands or using sanitizers, being mindful of the surfaces that you touch, being mindful of your behavior, so that you as a consumer yourself can take responsibility in trying to mitigate the spread of the virus. So I think marketing strategies that focus on those nuances will be more appealing in these times, in my view.
From the businesses that you've spoken to, though, because obviously now we are reopening the economy slowly but surely. I mean, there are a few controversial views about this, whether it's good, whether it's bad, how it's being approached. But at the end of the day, we are seeing businesses slowly but surely returning and opening back up. Do you think that there are any opportunities that businesses will be banking on in the future? Do you think that, have you heard anything from businesses, how they're going to be approaching their marketing, their how they speak to their consumers, communicate with their consumers going forward? Is there maybe anything like that that you've picked up on?
Well, I think perhaps it would be useful to divide, the businesses that we're talking about from those that have a better chance of coming out of this strong and those that are materially weak as a result of the pandemic. Yeah. So to begin with, sector. I think for those businesses, really, even for them, it is about survival. And there's a lot of rethinking around the fact that it's possibly not possible to survive in the current form that a business went into before the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, as a result of that, for those businesses, what I have witnessed is there has been a lot of cutbacks in costs that are seen as unnecessary to get as much savings in the company as possible, because businesses are aware of the economic projections, projecting a recession here in South Africa, and the fact that things are going to be a lot worse than people expected. I've seen, I think, a worst case scenario, a contraction expected of around 12% for South Africa's economy this year. And so obviously for those businesses, they have to be very, very cautious in their spending, to the extent that a lot of those businesses, those that are listed on the JSE, are even cutting back on issuing dividends to shareholders because they're wanting to have as much cash on their balance sheet as possible. So for those businesses, I think that ad spend will be very tight.
Absolutely,
perhaps spending the advertising budgets are also going to be cut quite dramatically as a result of focusing on the necessities. I think any advertising that they do will be around that theme of what is necessary for us to, you know, make sure that we're still visible in front of our consumers, that they know that we're still there. But I imagine those ad budgets will be dramatically reduced. For those companies that are doing or expected to do relatively well, and even for these companies, I mean, they are feeling the pinch of COVID-19 and the further pressure that it is bringing to the economy, but not as much. And I speak specifically about companies perhaps in the telecoms industry, because a whole working from home and schooling from home, so now, you know, the gig economy is growing at a faster pace. People are using a lot more data. People are using a lot more technological products than before. So those companies are doing a little bit better than, you know, those who aren't in or the companies that I described before. Also, food companies. I mean, ultimately, whatever happens, people will need to eat, right? Unless you're on a hectic fasting, eventually you need to eat. And even for them, I mean, they're doing a lot better than those whose products are not essential, but still things are tight. I think that advertising budgets from those companies will be a lot bigger. And I do think that for marketing companies, because now it's competition is going to heat up, you know, in terms of placing your product more in front of in front of consumers. So your marketing needs to be clever. For instance, there's a retailer who has retailed. Can I name drop? I will. Might as well. Probably people have seen this. And I heard last Friday, and their marketing was, you know, the supermarket that keeps inflation on lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's pretty. So, you know, pretty clever play of words. Prices low in lockdown, and so I think that companies that do have a little bit more cash as a result of their products being a lot more relevant and necessary right now in terms of their ad spend, they will be focusing on clever marketing, marketing again that is tied to what is going on around. So a lot more sensitive. So you guys will have an interesting job to separate the product cleverly, like in my view the tagline from Checkers right now.
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. I mean, we are currently revising that, but it definitely is a challenge, and I think it's going to be a challenge for a lot of people that are not essential or seen as essential services right now. Fifi, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak to me and for your fantastic insights. I believe that is all we have time for today. I don't want to take too much time out of your busy schedule. Good luck with your ventures going forward, and please stay safe and have a fantastic week. And then also, I really hope you manage to get a new phone soon. I'm very sorry to hear about that. It's really horrible.
Yeah. Don't go shopping without a bag, ladies. I was into a grocery store, and I thought I could handle things in my hand, and I was clumsy because, you know, we're thinking about a lot at this time, and I left my phone there. But anyway, it's fine. Story for another day. Sure. Thanks so much, Judy, for watching me, and best of luck to you guys there.
Thank you, Judy. Cheers.